Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the Bible reading for November 18th. James chapter 1, verses 19 through chapter 2, verse 17. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one shall be blessed in what he does. If any among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, "You sit here in a good place," and say to the poor man, "You stand there," or "Sit here at my footstool," have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored this poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Do not they blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin, and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law, and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." Now if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak, and so do, as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, "Depart in peace, be warmed and filled," but you do not give them the things that are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Psalm 117, verse 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, all of you Gentiles. Laud him, you peoples. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. And Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. And that's the reading for November 18th. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for the opportunities that we will have throughout this day to serve you. I pray that you would be with each person this day who listens to these words. I pray that the Spirit and the power of God might recognize, cause us to recognize, Lord, that you are in control of all things. You are the blessed controller of our soul. We just humbly put everything now at your disposal. Might we be obedient to you, and might we be faithful witnesses throughout this day. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil.